Играется.
Okay, so we are on days on the days, and we have to catch up on a couple of tosafim. So let's just review briefly what the Gemara said. We basically had Tukim Kasher Asav Yom Lehzeh Tivra Hashem Lasos Lachaper Alechem, which is just at the Shiva Yom Himaluim. Hashem told Moshe told Aaron that they have to spend 7 days, first year was Emiluim, at the Mishkan, which was like the priest of the preparation for the Shmini Shemiluim, which was the day that Aaron would first start doing the Avoda. And we learned from the word Sivra, Lasos L'chaper, that there are occasions in the future where you will require 7 days of preparation. And the Gemara said that Sivra, or maybe Sivra Lasos, is referring to the Parah Duma, and L'chaper is referring to Yom Kippur. And the Gemara says, well, how do you know? Maybe Tiva could refer to Kabbalah in general, where it says, the Yom Tzavoso has been a Yisrael. And the Gemara answered, nah, because in, with the Parah Duma and with the Miluim, it says the word Tiva. Here with Kabbalah, it says Tzavoso. Tiva is not the same as Tzavoso. And the Gemara said, well, not, well, it doesn't make a difference. When it comes to Gedera Shava, the word doesn't have to be exactly the same, as long as it's the same idea. That's good enough. As Son of Yerushal said, Shava Kohen and Vav Kohen, which are Shav and Vav, are different words, but because they're using the same, they have the same meaning, basically Kohen is going back to the house, then it doesn't matter, then you can still make a Gvir Shava. Mar says, yes, that's true, but that's true if there is no other, if there's no better match. If your only match is for an exact match, then you make a Gzera Shava that way. But if you have a choice between an exact match, like the word Tiva appearing with the Parah Duma and Tiva appearing with the Tiva appearing with the Miluim, then you do that match rather than comparing Tiva with the Miluim to of the Kabbalah. That's why Tiva refers to Parah Duma and not Kabbalah. So Tosafot says, "Hani mili heicha d'leka d'damilei." The only time we accept an inexact match is when we don't have a more exact match. Kam d'chem shani haki. This answer is given in the Gemara in many places. Upera kam d'menachos parach. Nigmar avon d'yasha me avon d'chata l'chosha l'shman v'chuli. The Gemara says that the halacha is that if you shech a korban shol l'shman, the normal rule is that let's say I have an Ola, I shech Reuven's Ola, saying that this is Shimon's Ola. So that's Shalol Lishman. The Korban Ola is kosher, but the owner doesn't get credit for it. Similarly, if I shech an Ola saying that it's Shalom, also Korban is kosher, the owner doesn't get credit. There are a couple of exceptions to that, and that is Korban Pesach and Korban Chatas. There, if you do it Shalol Lishman, the Korban is completely possible. Not only don't get credit for it, you can't, Korban is completely possible. The Gemara says, if that's true for a Korban Chatas, the Apostle Sholishman, for an Asham, the Asham is not one of those exceptions. The Asham is Kosher Sholishman. Again, you don't get credit, but it's Kosher Sholishman. The Gemara asks, why do you say the Asham is Kosher Sholishman? We should learn where Asham uses the word Avono, and for Chatas it uses the word Avon. So we should say that we should make these erev from avono to avon to say that just like a chatas is possible, it's moso to an osha. And the Gemara says there, and this is a good kasha. Some Rabbi Shmuel said it doesn't have to be an exact match, right? So that was the kasha. And there, the Gemara lomashani kihapa. The Gemara doesn't give an answer there that, oh, well, that's only in a case where there is no better match, but here. There is a better match, and if we go follow the better match. The Tosafot says the reason the Gemara didn't bother giving that answer is the Samech of a Oat. Because anyway, the Gemara asks another question, the Nigma of Ono, the Shmiyas Po. The Gemara finds another case where you have for a Chatas the word Avono, which would be an exact match to the word Avono of an Ashon. So we could have, there's no point in saying, well, let's learn. You only learn from the exact match. If the next moment, anyway, you're going to find an exact match to ask them. So, you know, there's no point in giving that answer there. The Chayin similarly also says, "The American Apelles and Nida Gabi Yitira Shlomashani Hachid Samach of Oed Nigmar Bria Mi Bria." There also, the Gemara wants to learn Yitira from Bria, and the Gemara says, "Quote Tanurish Yitira from Bria," and the Gemara doesn't say only if there's no better match, because anyway, the Gemara asks further when you learn Bria from Bria. And that's talking about if there's a miscarriage and there's some kind of misformed fetus, what kind of shape it has to be considered Tameh later. Okay, so that we understand. But Tosafot says the Kasha. You almost parakeet that. Gabi don achem e achem, mishani ki hacha. So the Gemara there in Yevamot is trying to figure out what kind of brothers count for Yibam. Is that brothers from the father's side, brothers from the mother's side, etc. So the Gemara says, why don't you learn, it says in, by Yibam, it says, Achim Yachtov. So with the Arayot, you have plenty of Arayot. And the mother's side, if it's okay, etc., which were a part of brothers from the mother's side. So the Gemara says, why don't you learn from Araya that the kind of brothers we're talking about Yibam are brothers from the mother's side as well? And the Gemara answers that you don't learn Achim from Achiv, you learn Achim from Achim from Bnei Yaakov, where they said to Yosef, they said to Achim Anachnu. They told Yosef they were brothers on the father's side. So you learn Yibam from the brothers of Yaakov, where you use the word Achim, rather than from Arayos, which says Achiv, etc. And there, the Gemara does give the answer that. Even though an exact match, we allow an inexact match, that's only when there is no exact match. So here, we're in Achim Achim from Bnei Yaakov, because that's an exact match as opposed to the case of Arias, where it's an inexact match. It says, Ochiv. And Tosafot says, even though the Gemara there goes on to ask, there's another case where it says Achim Achim. Even though the Gemara then goes on to ask that we should learn from Lot, where Avram says to Lot, Anashim Achim Anachnu. And Lot was his nephew, not his brother. So the Gemara asks, why do you learn from Lot that you can do Yibum with a nephew? So the Tosafot asks the same question is, why does the Gemara there bother to say that we don't learn from Arias because it's not an exact match when you have a choice in an exact match? If anyway, the Gemara is going to go on to ask in the case of Bnei Lot, but the case of Lot, where it is an exact match of Achim Achim. So we can just skip the answer of learning from that you don't learn from it to the right. The Yishlamah, the Hasam, Lo Shaychem Efrach La'od. There, it wouldn't be make sense to ask the question as va'od, and furthermore, le'ev achmilot, b'shulon dolami ha'hi pirucha l'kamaisa, because it wouldn't be the same question. The Gemara's original questions that we should learn from their raya to say that Yibam should apply even to a maternal, to the wife of a maternal brother on the mother's side, right? Miu Eishes Ben Ach Lo Lo, but that would only be your maternal brother. It wouldn't include a nephew. So that was the first question: was we why don't we learn from Mariah that you should have a maternal brother? The other part of Neil's Milo, then the question is learning from the question. So if you Eishes Ben Achis, there we want to learn that you can even do Yibam with a nephew. So then Eila Lashani Hamili Heich Zalek Zadami. If the Gemara were to skip the answer that we can't learn from Arayos because it's not an exact match, the Gemara would have had to use the word va'o. In other words, if we didn't bother answering the first question, we asked the second question, we would have to say, and furthermore, but it's really a different question. Since the second question isn't similar to the first question, we can't ask it as a next up. Ema kapara de kapara. So we went on to say, okay, so we know that Siva has to refer only to Zuma. What about the word lachaper? We said lachaper is for Yom Kippur. How do you know it's Yom Kippur? Maybe it's referring to Karbanos. So Tosfos says Kapar Karbanos. Perush, Dishar Karbanos, Nami Nibo'i Prisha. The Gemara asks, that Kapar means Karbanos. Don't think the Gemara means to say that, don't think the Gemara's question is this. Let's say you don't need Prisha for Yom Kippur, but instead you need Prisha for Karbanos. So Tosfos says that's not the case. Rather, the Gemara is asking, why do you say only Yom Kippur needs Prisha? We should say Yom Kippur plus all Karbanos need Prisha. Why? How do I know that? I blame the Farish for Karbanos Davka. Don't say it means only Karbanos and not Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur and Ami, Karbanos and Karbanos, because Yom Kippur, you're also bringing Karbanos, right? Karbanos require Prisha. Yom Kippur is automatically included because Yom Kippur is a Kapar of Karbanos. So, the Gemara asked, why don't we say that we're talking about regalim? And the Gemara said it can't be talking about Pesach or Sukkot because those are 7 days long, and we're talking about a prisha for a one-day event rather than a prisha for a seven-day event. It's like the miluim was one day, the Shmini Shemiluim was a one-day event. So they prepared 7 days for one day. Similar, Yom Kippur and Paradum are a one-day event. You prepare 7 days for one day. The Gemara said, well, in that case, why don't you say it's talking about Shmini Atzeres? Well, Shmini Atzeres is one day. So the Gemara said, no, it's different. The Shmini Shemilun was a day where there was no Yom Tov, no Kedusha before it. Similar to and the day where they burned the Paraduma, that there was no Kedusha before it, as opposed to Minyateras, where they have 7 days of Sukkot support. Don Shem Kedusha Milafano. What do you mean the 7 days with no Kedusha? I've got the Shabbos upon us. You have the 7 days before, there's a Shabbos in them. So what do you mean that there's a 7 days without Kedusha if you have a Shabbos always? We don't count Yom Tov because we're only counting, sorry, we don't count Shabbos, we don't count Yom Tov, which are dependent on basin to make them. Kedusha Shabbos is the Kaima. But Kedusha Shabbos is already there. It's kind of built in. There. In both cases, you had Kedusha Shabbos there, right? The Shabbos Yemei Milum also had a Shabbos as one of the 7 days. So that's not a good question. Shabbos doesn't bother. Okay. Let's get back to the Gemara. Two lines from the bottom. So again, we're dealing with the question, why don't we say that you need that the Chaper refers specifically to Shmini Atzeres? And you should require 7 days of Prisha before the Avodah Shmini Atzeres. Rashi Amamik, Amidik, regular boy Prisha, Tovel Didei boy Prisha. Rashi is another answer. Will you ever have something where the main event itself, the Yom Tov of Sukkot, doesn't require Prisha, because we said that we're only learning Prisha for a one-day event, not Prisha for a seven-day event. And now we're going to say that the eighth day, which is the Tafel, it's like secondary to Sukkot, you're going to require Prisha for that. So the main event, you're not going to require Prisha for. And then like the little thing you tail on at the end, that's going to require Prisha. So that's why I can't be talking about Shemini Atzeres. So the Rav Ashi has, those who say that Shemini Atzeres is considered its own separate Yom Tov, that's only Hanimilu Linyan Pazar Kashav. That's only for these certain Pazar Kashav, the Rosh Tables, the six ways in which Shemini Atzeres is considered a separate Yom Tov. We'll discuss that in Rashi and Tosfos what they are. Alvein Tashlumen, but as far as Tashlumen, meaning for the Kabanos of a Chagiga, and all of Re'iya that you have to bring on Yom Tovim, they are Tashlumen de Rishonhu. There, everyone agrees that Shemini Atzeres is a continuation, is a payback for Sukkot. It's not a separate Yom Tov. How do I know? The Hatanan, Mishul Chag B'Yom Tov Vishim Shul Chag. Someone who didn't bring his Chagiga on the first day of Sukkot. Chag V'Holeh Kol HaRegel Kula. He can bring his Chagiga any day of the whole Regel. In other words, you don't say, well, you didn't bring it on the first day, you lost your chance, it's too late. You have all 7 days. V'Yom Tov Achron Shul Chag. And also on Shemini Atzeres. You see that Shemini Atzeres is, in this regard, considered a continuation of Sukkot, not a completely independent Yom Tov. So, we're an independent Yom Tov, you couldn't bring your Chagiga for Sukkot on Shemini Atzeres. All right, we have a lot of Rashi and Tosfos to do on this little bit of Gemara. So, let's start with the Tar Rashi and Papos Gimel Amaral. Vinyan Pazar Kashav. So, Pazar Kashav is Rosh Tevos. Rashi is going to start as we go, but it's Pazar stands for P.A.S. Regel. Kashav is Korban Shir Bracha. Now Rashi is going to explain them all. Pias for Atzmo. Pias here means the pious. Pias means the lottery that they would do for the Korbanos. When the Kohen would bring the Korbanos, you have to choose which Kohen would bring which Korban. They always do lots to that. So Rashi says, She'ain Pias before Achag, Eitel Mishmoros, Shekol Mishmoros Shonos, Mishal Shuzahem, Vifi Cheshbon Sidron, Kmoshin Mesecha Sukkah, Avol Parshmini, Bitzchila, Mos Makis, and Lot. When it comes to the 7 days of Sukkot, so what happened was, for every week, there is a Mishmer that serves that week. When it comes to the Yom Tovim, the Regalim, then the Korbanos that are brought specifically for the Regel, all the Mishmeros, all 24 Mishmeros come up to Yerushalayim for the Aliyah Regel, and they all have a right to do the Avodah for the additional Korbanos that are brought for the Regel. So when it comes to the Musafim of Sukkot, in the Musafim of Sukkot, you have 70 cows, 70 bulls, I should say, for Olah. So they would draw lots on the first day to which Mishmaros would start getting bulls. So on the first day, 13 of the 24 Mishmaros would get a bull, and then they would divide up the other Korbanos between the remaining 11 Mishmaros. And by the seventh day, you would have 7 Mishmaros getting a bull, and the other 17 would get the other animals. So there are a total of 70 bulls, and you have 24 Mishmaros. That means if you would have had 72 bulls, each Mishmar would get exactly 3. Now that you have 70, so over the entire week, 22 Mishmaros are going to get 3 bulls, and another two Mishmaros are only going to end up with 2 bulls. The idea was you would go like round robin from the first to the seventh day. So whichever Mishmaros got on the first day, the other Mishmaros who didn't get the first day would get the second day, et cetera, on the third day. So you would do it as evenly as you can. Yeah, they would be among the ones that ended up. Yeah, it was the ones who were at the end of the list on the back of the line the first day, where they were the ones, the two Mishmaros that would end up only with two bowls. But when it comes to the par of Shemini Atzeres, there's only one par of Shemini Atzeres. You wouldn't say that goes to the one of the two Mishmaros that only got two bulls. You start over again from scratch. So it gets its own lottery. That's the title. Zion is a man, la'atmo. Ulan la'atmo means to la'shechianu. You make a shechianu on Shemini Atzeres. You don't make a shechianu each day of Sukkot, right? You make a shechianu the first day of Sukkot. we make Shechinah on Yom Tishrei Shabbos because it's Yom Tishrei Shabbos, and Eretz Yisrael is only one Shechinah on the first day. And Shmini Atzeres also gets its Shechinah. As opposed to Shlish HaPesach, there's no Shechinah, right? No Shechinah Shlish HaPesach. But Shmini Atzeres does get a Shechinah. So in that regard, it's on Yom. Regal Atzmo, its own regal, to Ein Shem Chakasukovah, meaning in davening, we don't say Chakasukovah, we Chag Shmini Atzeres, Chakasukovah, Chag Shmini Atzeres is there, whichever combination you have, but we don't call it Chakasukovah. Korban La'atzmo, it's got its own, so that was the response to Pei Zion Reish, Pei Zman Regal. Now we're up to the Koshav, Korban Shir Bracha. Korban La'atzmo, Shem Korban Oshav L'Shayim El Sachav. Its carbon is different from the, I mean, the Musaf, but Shmini Atzeres is different from the Musaf the other days of Sukkah. The other 7 days have a lot of Parim, anywhere from 13 to 7, and two Elim, two Rams, and 14 Klosim. The Khan, Shmini Atzeres, is Par Echad Ayelachad Shiva Klosim, so it's not part of the same series. Shin is for Shia for the Chashav, Shia the Asmo. Its shear is not the same cycle as the shear that the Levian would sing in the Beis HaMikdash during the days of Sukkot. All of the shear shoyom that they would sing, because they had a special shear shoyom for Yom Tov of Sukkot, it was all subject of stealing the matnos aniyah, because Sukkot is the harvest time, and you gather things in. So that was the time you're supposed to give to the Nimpeya, Leket, Shicha, etc. So therefore, they were saying, "Come to marry you, that be careful about not depriving the Aniyah." Both in Shochol Amon, before the Sukkot, Humbehi, that's the Rosh Tevis of whatever Shia they would say during the 7 days of Sukkot. So they were all. So Shmini, Eino Me'inyan Asif. But the Chag, the Shia that they would sing in the Beis HaMikdash on Shmini Atzeres is not about the harvest idea. It's not on the theme of the harvest. Well, Parashnu is a Shiro. No, Rashi says the Gemara never tells us what the Shia of Shmini Atzeres is. We'll see in Tosfos shortly. Bracha la'atzmo. Bracha shahar mavarechim b'tfilas chayei hamelech. They would give a special the bracha as like with Davin for the king. And first, it's accepted the Sukkah, as it says in the Sukkah, and why they do this with Afghan Shmini Atzeres. Because in time of Shlomo, when they built the Beis HaMikdash, they finished the Beis HaMikdash 7 days before Sukkah. So it says there in Sefer Melachim, they finished 7 days before Sukkah. They made a 7-day celebration for the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, and then 7 days of Sukkah after that. And then on Shmini, the people sent and they gave a bracha to Shlomo HaMelech. So therefore, based on that, there would always a minute was to give a bracha to the king on Shmini Atzeres. Tashlum and the Rishon Hu. So we said that as far as the Korban, all Tashlum and the Rishon, Amos Tafel Lidyehu. So you see that Shmini Atzeres is secondary to Sukkot. It's not a completely independent yom. All right, let's see Tosfos. Got a big Tosfos here. Chazar Kashav. Perish Rashi, regular Atmo, She'ain Yoshim the Sukkah. So this Rashi, the Tosfos here is not quoting our Rashi. Tosfos is quoting Rashi in Sukkah. Rashi in Sukkah, our Rashi said regal is because it's not called, it doesn't have the name of Sukkah, presumably meaning that you call it Yom Shmini Atzeres. Rashi in Sukkah says it's called the regal its own because there's no mitzvah Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. All the 7 days you have a mitzvah Sukkah. Problem Atmo, She'ain the Bishay der Pariachav. Right, it doesn't have the Korban Chatzimah of the Koryachav. Baruch B'Shnei Atzo, Yamrinan B'Yom HaSeres HaChag HaSeres HaChag HaZeh. So Rashi is going to get Baruch HaNashim Sukkah. The Baruch means that in the text of the Baruch you call it Yom Shmini HaSeres HaChag HaZeh, as opposed to Yom Chavos HaZeh. Because the Efta Masha now is what our Rashi quoted. The bracha means they give the bracha to the king. Number Yom Shishach, number Yoch Tamelach. Hashem Tosfos says, pointed to Rashi's second shot, that he gives here, that the bracha is a special thing you're only practicing yesterday. Bahavi high bracha ki ahi de sanyu perak lulav arava. the bracha in our Pasar Chashav is not similar to the bracha in Siman Sukkah, which says, "Kishem shezayim me'achad tuunim carbon shear bracha lelina kashmini tom carbon shear." Instead of our having our list of Pazar Kashav, which is the difference between Sukkos and Shmini Atzeres, there the Gemara says that just like Sukkos requires carbon shear brachalina, so too Shmini Atzeres requires carbon shear brachalina. Maskinan, and the Gemara there concludes when it says bracha, my bracha be'achaz amoz and utzvila, is referring to benching and referring to davening. So I think that's a little bit of a shverkai to Rashi, that there the Gemara talks about bracha, comparing Shmini Atzeres to Sukkos, and it means bracha means Berachas Mazon and Tevila, that you say Yom Shmini Atzeres as that, as opposed to Yom Chag HaSukkos as that. And Rashi here is giving a pretty different shot that bracha means giving a bracha to the king, right?
So Rashi said regular
from Tevila. Right, regal, which I assume Tevila, but I assume Tevila means that you say Shmini Atzeres as opposed to Tosfos hasn't given a different shot yet. Well, Tosfos just quoted Rashi, but Rashi and Sukkah quoted two possibilities: that bracha could mean or that bracha means, like he said here, giving a bracha to the king. Tosfos is a little bothered by the fact that there's a Gemara Sukkah that says that bracha was saying that requires bracha. So too Shmini Atzeres. That's talking about meaning saying so already you would want the word bracha in our Gemara to be the mean have the same meaning as that Gemara bracha there. So Tosfos says don't let that bother you. The fact that the word bracha has different meanings is not such a big deal. Why? How do I know? The Mamar Shach Lamai Deboy and Mafar Shosam Bracha Hainuzman Akachik La'avikid Hakam. Because there, the Gemara originally wanted to say that just like Shiv Zmeichav required bracha, carbon shear bracha olina, the Gemara originally thought that bracha meant saying Shechiano. So according to, when the Gemara thought that there it meant Shechiano, obviously bracha there can't mean the same thing as the word bracha here. So if you would say the bracha hayluzman akachik lo avikahid, there was bracha, and when the Gemara thought that bracha there meant man, it couldn't be the same as the word bracha here. So ha bracha the hachal having man, man crossed the abinase. Here, there's no way that the word bracha can mean man because we have the man and the zion in Pazar Kashav. So man shechiyono we already have separately. Therefore, it also says in the havamina, the Gemara assumed that that the man meant something different. So it's not so terrible if in the maskana. The bracha meant something different from our bracha. So too, in the end, if bracha in that Gemara is different from our bracha, it's nothing terrible. But Ben Tam still wants the bracha to be the same. Ben Tam says bracha b'shnei asa, b'chaz amoz and utziva, kihi da'asam, meaning that you say yom shmi yaseh is there and not chag asukah. The regal b'shnei asa, Ben Tam is a nukshat. Regal b'shnei asa. The farish inyan lina to tone lina leil nante antesho achon. There's a halacha of lina when you go up to be ola regel. You can't just show up first morning of Sukkot, come to the Beit Hamikdash and turn around and go home. You have to stay a night in Yerushalayim. So Tosfos learns that you also regel means that you require lina for Shmini Atzeres. You have to stay over the night after Shmini Atzeres. The whole Zayin Me'achal Tunim Lina, and the days of Sukkot also require Lina. Tosfos here is not clear, but you'll see from what he says a little in a moment. When Tosfos says that you require Lina or call Me'achal, he doesn't mean that you have to spend all 7 nights. Right now, he assumes he means one of those 7 nights has to be spent in Yerushalayim of the 7 nights of Sukkot. We learned from carbon paste from the Yontif of Pesach. You see a day from each of our Kabbalah to Alecha. Says you should turn in the morning and return to your tent. There in Pesach, it doesn't mean on the morning of Yom Tov. It means the Chol Moed. How do I? The Yontif Chai Briyas Pana Bazara. On Yom Tov, that's when you have to show up in the Azara. So it can't be they wake up in the morning on Yom Tov and go home, because that's when you have to show up in the Beit HaMikdash. So it says you get up in the morning and go home, it means on Chol HaMoed. You have to spend the night there. So therefore, regel, according to Rav Tam, regel means that you acquire the Yom. Well, take she regel chazayin mi'ika. So don't ask the question that how can you say that there's lino all 7 days of Sukkot? If we only say you only need one night. Yesh lomar, demishlo hevi chagigas of Yom Rishon, vehevi aso decham shayom, and tzorach lo nambalei l'sa'acharot. The answer is, shukarlina means that whatever day of Sukkot you happen to show up and bring your chagigah, you have to do lino that night. But not all 7 nights in a row, just one of the seven. Why are we saying that we have to learn from Pesach? That there's lino of one night. On Sukkot, you have to bring Shamei Simcha. There's a mitzvah Simcha, and you have to bring Shlomim to do that mitzvah Simcha properly. At the Havi Kochas, which requires all 8 days. So you have to eat Shlomim each of the 8 days of Sukkot. This non, however, Simcha, Shmona. The Mishnah says that the saying halal and having the mitzvah simcha is 8 days. And simcha means eating carbon. But if you the bishar, so you have to bring carbon, Thomas, you have to eat a carbon shlamin every day of the 8 days of Sukkot, including Shemirat Seret. All right? And tells us about this day, that's going to imply you have to do lina. Why? If you the bishar in Los Hashanah, it may be carbon tongue lina. And all year long, if you bring a carbon, you are required to do lina anytime you bring a carbon. This is great. When he's about the Gome, Muhammad Shakal is welcome to the lina. Taylor is welcome to the Pesach. The Gemara, this is great, says that anytime you bring a carbon, an animal carbon, you have to do lina. Similar to carbon Pesach. And how do I know not only an animal carbon, even if you bring a bird carbon, or even a mincha, a flower, or asim, if you bring. You can bring wood on its own as a carbon to the kind of a carbon to the base of mikdash. But Hanalama Ufanisa, it says Ufanisa Kopina Shatabonabogavela. Any time you come to the base of mikdash to bring something, you can leave the next morning. So Tosus now is a problem. We just said that there's a mitzvah have simcha, meaning eating carbon shlamim, each of the 8 days of Sukkot Shoshim Yetzeres. Any time you bring carbon shlamim, you have to spend the night. So no matter what, you're going to be there all 8 nights. So what do you need an idea of lina for the record? Yesham Shkachas was a mighty carbon bowl. But Yom Kodesh Shoshana was my esmo. Could be that you didn't bring the carbon that day you were there. You sent your shaman the day before. And you sent someone to bring the carbon the day before on Monday. And now you show up on Tuesday and you're carbon. And you don't need lina for the carbon because it was already bought yesterday. And now you need lina because of the Yom Tov. For all Tosfos, they pick up the Chagiga Tanya, the Chagecha, the Rabbah, so many small chos for Simcha. Gemara learns that all kinds of Simcha can be used in the midst of Simcha. I'm going to talk about the Chagecha for him. But if you look at the Chagecha, even with nice, clean clothing and old wine, that's also a midst of Simcha, not only Shlom. If you're not going to Mishkach Simcha Shmona, because if you don't allow other forms of simcha, like wine and nice clothing, you won't be able to have simcha all 8 days when kishachal yom tov rishon le'Shabbos. If the first day of Sukkot is on Shabbos, you won't be able to have simcha all 8 days. Why? Because you can't bring, on the first day of Shabbos, you can't bring a shalman on Shabbos. It's not docha Shabbos. So you can't have it that day. So what are you going to tell me? You'll come up on Friday, and Erev Sukkot on Friday, and you'll bring your shlomim then. So says that won't work. The shlomim that you brought in Erev Sukkot, lo mishkachas lo, you won't be fulfilled the mitzvah simcha. The beinan zicha b'shas simcha v'leka. Because the Gemara says in order to do the mitzvah of simcha with a carbon, it has to be a carbon that was brought b'shas simcha. The carbon itself has to have been brought on Sukkot. If you bring a carbon on Erev Sukkot, you can't use the mitzvah simcha by eating that carbon on Sukkot. So therefore, if the first day of Sukkot is on Shabbos, there's no way you can eat do the mitzvah of simcha by eating shlomim, because the shlomim for Erev Shabbos is not is bought before Sukkot, is no mitzvah of simcha. You can't bring it on Shabbos. Alakad Perish says in the key of the Yain Rosh and says Araya that you can do the mitzvah of simcha without a carbon with the Ksus and the key of the Yain Rosh. The brachos and the reason what it says in Yerushalmi. Utu'una lina, and it requires lina, the Yerushalmi says, medvam long chain of carbon. It only when we say that the yard requires lina, that's when you don't bring the carbon. But if you bought a carbon anyway, you require lina for the carbon itself. Okay. So Tosfos right now, so far, is assuming that the mitzvah of lina is just one night, right? For even for Sukkot. The parak that chatas masuksat the two lina kosher which made pesach. However, the Gemara in Zvachim, there's one Gemara in Zvachim that sounds like lina. It means all 7 nights of pesach, not one night. They're all considered one night. What does it say there? If you had a pot which you cooked a korban on the first day of Pesach, you can use it all of Yom Tov. You don't have to kasher the pot, or the Pesach, you don't have to break it. Normally, if you cook a pot, or use a pot to cook korban, the korban Torah says that if it's a metal pot, you have to do mik or shtifa, you have to kasher it, basically. And the pot of Eid of Cheres, you have to break it. Because after you cook the carbon in it, the what's left in with the door from the pot is going to become nosa after 1 or 2 days. So the Tafa says, nah. On Pesach, on Yom Tov, you don't have to worry about it. So Gemara says, what's going on? My time, what's the Tafa season? And maybe it's so funny, so a boca, a cuss, a colon, boca, echad. And Yitzhak Dari says, the Tafa dash of the pastor that you should turn in the morning and go home. And it means that the Torah considers all 7 days of Pesach to be one day, one morning. And therefore, you don't have to worry about Nosa until the end. The Gemara just concludes that that's not Pesach. The Gemara says that that's not what the Pesach means. The Torah, the Gemara asks, ain't the Nosa the regal? You mean to say the Pesach is Nosa and regal on the Yom Tov, that if you bring a korban on the first day of Pesach, you can eat it seven, you know, on the Achashav, on the 7th day of Pesach? Can't be, so the Gemara says. So the Gemara gives a different shot. It means that there's so many carbonos on the Yom Tov that every day you can assume that they're going to bring a new carbon, so you're going to cook a new carbon, and it'll be Hagola for the carbon of the previous day.
Not worried about the leftover.
You know, that each time you cook a new carbon, it's going to be Hagola for the previous carbon. So you're going to show them on... let's say the first day of Sukkot of the Pesach is on Thursday, so you cook a shlomim on Thursday, and Friday before it becomes nosa, you're going to cook a new shlomim in it, and that will have a Sabbath. I don't know what you're going to do about it, but right. Okay. We call Malcolm, and the Gemara there read the pasuk Panichim al Boker. But the Boker doesn't mean Chol HaMoed, it means the day after Yom Tov. Because Rabbi Tarfon was saying, you can use the same pot all 7 days. And Gemara wants a darshan from the Pesach when it's a Boker. But even though the Gemara rejects that, the Drasha Tosfos doesn't mean Chol HaMoed, you mean a Mesabesh or some cause of Hesichuto. As far as the din of Lina goes, it makes sense to say that the Torah considered all one morning as a portion shot in the Pesach. Tacharego Yoshev Lebeito. The Parshat Shah Tosfos says means after the whole Yom Tov is over, then you go back home. So according to that, Shah Tosfos says Lina doesn't mean one night, like Rashi said, not till Chol HaMoed, till Issil Chag. You have to say the whole Yom Tov, all 7 days for Pesach and all 8 days for Sukkot. Shmira says. V'nichash Shmira says v'kuntu Lina v'nisrabu midasif v'nisav v'boker. So now we understand that Shmira Teres and Bikur Makor Lina, because we learn it from the Nisav v'boker. Coping out there, because there is our sister's way, as we learn from the sister's way, right? So, there we just learned from Kalpina as a pronoun. Ganya mea chag de matzuhu akesha per kamadu rasada. The Tosis has a question. If we learn all karbanos, all bikurim, shina teres, we learn that all from Ufanis. So, why is it that in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara says that matzuhu chag matzuhu? And the Torah says, Chagamatsus Chagasur Chagasukos is a heckish with Lina. Ma Chagamatsus Ton Lina, Al Chagasukos Ton Lina. It's just like there's a mitzvah of Lina for Pesach, there's a mitzvah of Lina for Sukkot. Why do we need that heckish to compare Chagamatsus to Chagasukos? We learn from Fanisa, the word Fanisa alone should include or automatically include one night of Lina for Sukkot. So why do we need the initial Hekesh in Pesach and Sukkot? Because you need the Hekesh, because if you just had the Fanisa, that would only mean one night. Okay, so Hekesh is a Kol Zayin, Kol Zayin, Kechagamatzot. That's why you need a Hekesh in Chagamatzot and Chagamatzot. Just like Pesach, the Mitzvah of Lina is not one night, but seven nights. Go to for Sukkot, the Mitzvah of Lina is a whole seven nights. If you just had the word of Hanisa, then I would only know one night. So that's why you need a Hekesh. You call Harega Choshebogre. We learn from the Hekesh that the entire Yod is called, you consider like one morning. And now we can also explain better, the Gemara says in Lulav HaRoga, just like the 7 days of Korban and Lina. The Tosafot quoted that earlier, and he explained that Lina there meant not that you have to do Lina all 7 days, but any one day of the 7 days, you do Lina. Plus, according to Noob Shot, that you need all 7 days, that works that perfectly. You need Lina all 7 days. You crush it, but he doesn't have a problem. You can't make Amar Shmini Regal Atma Lina. If that's right, that you require Lina all 7 days of Sukkot, how can you say that Shmini Atzeres is its own Regal as far as Lina goes? What do you mean its own Regal? Amar Shmini Regal Atma. Gave the call sign for fun of Tunum Lina, but we have Sukkot. So if it's true that you have to do Lina all 7 nights of Sukkot, now Shmini Atzeres you do another night of Lina, why are you saying it's a separate Yom Tov as far as Lina goes? On the contrary, that's just a continuation of Sukkot, right? You're doing Lina each of the 7 nights, and now, okay, one more night. That's not a new Yom Tov, that's just a continuation. As opposed to if you say that Lina is one night only, so now the first night of Sukkot I do Lina. I go home. Now we tell you the Lina for Shmini Atzeres, now I got to come back to Yerushalayim and spend the night at Shmini Atzeres. So now I see that it's his own Yom Tov that requires a separate Lina. But if you're having a whole 7 nights straight of Lina for Sukkot, you're just saying, okay, it's one more day. It's just one more day. That's not a level thing. That's on the contrary, it's making continuation. My card, I go for that, so came in the cold line, and Yom Mishra Fana, so we never really have soccer, but that'll be a break. Well, another caution. The Kamar, but it's just where you see what all of the Menacha, Kimol, Lina, the Regolim. It's just where you learn that Panita, the Bola, here, we learn the Lina, just like the original Lina was said by Pesach, right? And we learn all other Korbanos from Pesach. In came Masha, the Regolim, Nami, Yom Echad. So if the original source is Pesach, if Pesach is one night of Lina, then we understand the other Kabbalists were Marba one night of Lina. If Pesach is seven nights, how do you come along and say, oh, the Kabbalists were Marba one night? We're learning it from Pesach, we should be like Pesach. It came out, so the other things do one night, and Pesach is also one night. The two low, number one. And that Gemara in Drachem, where the Gemara said, if Hanisa Vahoka means all, it's all one morning, that all Pesach is considered like one morning, then a Kasha. The Gemara, the Havamina, the Pesach this way, Tomina Zion, the Kasha Pesach, then that same Torah made it one morning. But that's not the conclusion. Elokei preaches, rather, it's like we explained, you know, Bosh Kasha Pesach, one night. So how many was 7 nights and Maskon was 1 night? When Miratam Yosa Demarev Shalo, Miratam, when he wrote his piyutim for Shmini Atzeres in Marev, he wrote the following in the one. Shmini Kodesh Lolina, V'shloshim Yidachem Kasher Avenon Yenachem. The eighth night is Kodesh for Lina, that's the mitzvah Lina on the eighth night, on the night of Shmini Atzeres. V'shloshim Yidachem, and it pushes aside the Shloshim, the din of Shloshim for Avelim, Kasher Avelim Yenachem, when you are Menachem Avelim. In other words, when it has a person with an Ava who requires Nakama, then it pushes aside the Shloshim. Deal, in the Dolph Shloshim, Tavel Sukamre. When Rabbeinu Tam says that King Aseret removes Shloshim, the halacha is that Yom Tov is a Mevatel Avel. The halacha is that if somebody is an Avel, and let's say the Avel starts 3 days before Yom Tov, or 1 day before Yom Tov, then as long as they started serving the Shiva before the Yom Tov, when Yom Tov comes, it undoes the it removes the remaining Shiva. But there'll still be Shloshim. If the Shiva is finished before Yom Tov, and now after the Shiva finished, you started the Shloshim, now you have started Yom Tov comes. Now then Yom Tov cancels the rest of Shloshim. The Yom Tov cancels either Shiva or Shloshim, but not both. Whatever you're in the middle of, Yom Tov will cancel that. So here, Shmini Atzeres is not going to cancel Shloshim completely. What it means is all the Cheshbon Zayin Yom. The Shmini Atzeres, or 1 day of Shmini Atzeres, will count as the Shloshim. Come back to the Mar Katan. The Mar Katan says, Yom Echad Lishnei Achag. Let's say, lo aleinu, somebody's relative dies on Erev Sukkot. So you have 1 day of Shiva before Sukkot. Okay. Then Sukkot comes, it's Mevatel, the rest of the Shiva. So that's 7 days down, right before Sukkot starts. Vichag, and then the 7 days of Sukkot now also count for the Shloshim, even though you're not counting Shloshim in them. You don't say that the Shloshim will only start after Yom Tov is over. The 7 days of Sukkot count as part of the Shloshim, even though you're not being knowing the available to Shloshim. Or not fully. Shmini Shula, and Shmini. And the Shmini Atzeres will count as another 7 days as far as Tochot Averos goes. Ha'ichan Chof Alef. Now you have 21 days because you had the Shiva, the first day before Yom Tov counted as one day counted as all seven. Then you have 7 days, Tochot counting as 7 days, that makes it 14. And then Shmini Atzeres alone counts as another 7 days, that makes it 21. So now when Shmini Atzeres is over, you only have the Shloshim is down to 9 days. That's what it means, is Dochot Shloshim. Not completely, but it reduces it. Okay, next process. Here, Bifnei Atzmo. Mesechet Sofrim Yeh, Shoyu Omen, Lamertech, Lashminis, Bifnei Atzmo. There's Mesechet Sofrim, they would say the Mizmor in Kelan that starts on Mesech Al Hashminis in Shul. The Shema Gamalivim also Beis HaMikdash. It also says, if they said it in Shul, maybe that's because that was the shear in the Beis HaMikdash. But Rashi said, we don't know what the shear for Shmini Atzeres is. The Tosafot says, maybe it's, you know, an implication from the Mesechet Sofrim that probably was the shear in the Beis HaMikdash. The Son of Tzerech HaShminis, because they said you said it in Shul, and some of the Beis HaMikdash too. Okay, back to the Gemara. So we are on the fourth line in the Gemara. So remember, we're going about the question of what does the word Lechaper refer to. We said a chaper refers to Yom Kippur, and we said it can't refer to Korban Baruch in general. It has to be something with fixed time. And it can't be Pesach, and it can't be Sukkot, and it can't be Shmini Atzeres. Gemara says the Eimat Zeres. Maybe it should be Shavuot. The preacher should be Yom Echadu, because Shavuot is a one-day Yom Tov, so if you prepare 7 days before Shavuot, it will be 7 days for 1 day. Rabbi Abba, done in par of the Ayel Echad, the par of Ayel Echad. If you want to compare, figure out what you're going to compare to. So Yom Kippur is a better comparison. Because in Kippur, when you bring the Musaf on Yom Kippur, you're bringing one par and one aisle. The Musaf, well, now we're talking about the Musaf on Yom Kippur. One par, one aisle. And you learn that from the Shmini Shamiluan. Aaron brought one par. Actually, he brought an egel, but an egel is just a young par, and one aisle. As opposed to Shavuos, the Shnei Elimim. As opposed to on Shavuos, there were two sets of karbanos. There's a regular karban musaf that you bring in every Yom Tov. That went two par and one aisle. And in addition, on Shavuos, you bought the Shtei Alechem. And with the Shtei Alechem, you bought the Kisei Atzeres, which are two sheep, which were karban shlomim. And you also brought one par and two elim and seven klosim. As separate karbanos. For the with the Seh Lechem, and that's separate from the Musaf. So a Shavuos is more different because there you're bringing two Eilim. And I ask, Hanichlam on them, Yom Kippur. That's good according to the opinion. He says that you only bring one Eilim Yom Kippur. Elam on them, Shnei Eilim, Ninu, Ma'ikhlam Eimer. For according to the opinion, you bring two ayilim on Yom Kippur. What are you going to say? The Sanya. Ready, Omer. Ayil echad hu. Omer Khan hu amu chunsh bekudu. The Rebbe says that when in Parshas Achrimos, when it talks about the karbanos that you bring on Yom Kippur, so in Achrimos, it doesn't talk in general about the Musafim. There are special karbanos that the Kohen Gadol will bring to do the avodah, this my business. But it does mention there that you bring an ayil from Karban Yisrael, should bring an ayil. And there's also an ayil mentioned as one of the karbanos of the Musafim. The Rebbe says it's the same ayil. There's one ayil brought in total. The ayil that we mentioned, Achimos, is the same one that's in part of the Musafa. The two different ayilim. There's one ayil in Achimos that's part of the Avodah Yom Kippur. And there's a separate ayil which is part of the Musafa. According to Rebbe Lozov Shimon, you have two different ayilim. So then, why do you say that we compare Miluim to Yom Kippur? We can compare Miluim to Shavuos, because in both cases you'd be one part and two Elim. Point to
you would
do the comparison to the thing it's most similar to. You want to find the lachate, you're going to find the thing that it's most similar to. So now if these two are equal, so maybe you could say you do both, you know, we could say shkulim hendro or shneim, but I don't think you were saying you're stuck. You can use this one or that one or both. But why, the question is still, why will we choose Yom Kippur over Shavuot? Says no. A few times over the Shimon. Hosam chad l'chul v'yam chad musafim. There's a difference. The two Elim are not part of the same set of Karbanos. According to Rav Shimon, one ayah, the one that's mentioned Achrimos, that is part of the Chol Tzayim. That's part of the special Avodas Yom Kippur. The Chad of Musafin and the other ayah, that's part of the Karbanos of Musaf of Shavuot, of separate Cheshmon. As opposed to Shavuot, where in Shavuot, you're bringing the two Elim. Those two Elim are both part of the special Karbanos that you bring for the with the sailor. Let's see Rashi.
Now we're pivoting away from the Musaf as the main focus.
We might end up bouncing back and forth. We're more just trying to find a set of karbanos that we can compare to. Right. So with Yom Kippur, let's see what Rashi will spell it out. Rashi will spell it out to us a little bit. If you look at the Rashi. Done in Parva Ayel Echad, most way through the narrow lines, maybe it's 7-8 lines before it gets wide. Done in Par Echad Ayel Echad, although this Musaf Yom Kippur, a Par Echad Ayel Echad, the Musaf on Yom Kippur is one Par one Ayel. Avoda Shini Miluim, and the Avoda Shini Miluim is Par Echad Ayel Echad, it says, Kachucha Ega, Ben Bokal Echad, Azva Ayel Olot Mimim. Okay, as opposed to Shavuos, where you're bringing two Elam, again, the two Elam there are brought as not as important as the Musaf, but the two Elam and Shavuos are to bring together with the Chokhsas covered up the Zelah. Ayal Echad Hu, so I have Korban Sibur B'Yom Kippur. So according to Rabbi, there is only one Ayal of Korban Sibur B'Yom Kippur. Because we're not counting the Ayal brought by Aaron as a private Korban. Aaron also brought a private Ayal. But as far as the Kabbalah of Sibar and Kippur, there's only one aisle. The two are Makhan, the Achemos. The eighth, and the Kachmei, the series in Machatos. This series in Machatos is the Chasar Lazazam Sar Hashem. The aisle is called the Ola, one aisle from Ola. That aisle for Ola is who are Machush and Pinchas Musafim. That is the same Ola that's mentioned in Pinchas as one of the Kabbalah, as part of the Kabbalah. Chaz, the Chobas, so the Gemara says, even according to the Mishimah, that they're two separate Eilim. Ha'asam chad l'chobas hayom. Who's the Achrimos chobas hayom? And according to Musa, the one in Achrimos is part of the chobas hayom, the special Avodas Yom Kippur. That's not called a Musa. L'oksiv ha'asam levad olas ha'boker. L'oksiv ha'asam levad olas ha'boker. There in Achrimos, when it talks about the Eil, it doesn't say levad olas ha'boker, as it does with Musa. The Masha is there, Mosiv ha'dvar yom b'yomot. In other words, The carbon musaf is called a musaf. We say that it is in addition to the Ka'ola Kabokan, in addition to the Tumid, this is what we musaf add on to the Tumid. So anything where it says Ka'ola Kabokan, that's called a musaf, that's an extension of the carbon Tumid. Opposed to the Karbanos and Achemas, where it doesn't say Mubar Lothabok. But who gets us to Travaya Chol Vasermenu? The Chol Vasher Lechem, there are two Elim, and the Chol Vasher brought with the Ser Lechem. The Ser, the Kraftem of the Lechem, the Elim Shnayim. Chodim the Miluem, I Lechad Hu the Hav. And the Miluem, the Chol Vasher Yom, was one aisle only. It looks like we're not getting any minutes from Mara, so maybe we should. Oh, man. Okay, so let's stop here. That would be a good intent.
Oh, yeah.